Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Linda Cox. I am definitely not a gifted speaker, so I will be reading most of my living picture. Prayer has always been very important to me, and I consider it a privilege to pray for others. A couple of years ago, I felt the Lord was prompting me to do something with a prayer ministry. I didn't know what exactly, but I was sure it was something. I kept putting it on the back burner because I didn't think I could do it, but the prompting wouldn't leave me alone. So after several months, I set up a meeting with Dwight to talk with him about it. He was a great sounding board, and he's very patient. After a few more weeks and praying for clear direction, the prayer email began. I was very excited about this because, in my thinking, it would be great for our church family to have a central place to share their prayer requests and have them communicated to the church family so we could all be praying together about specific requests. I already knew that periodically we would get emails with a specific request to pray for, but I was envisioning that the requests would just start pouring in because there would now be an every other week email going out with any new requests plus updates on requests already being prayed for. It seemed like a good way for our church family to become closer as we prayed for each other's needs each week. God had so much to teach me, and the purpose of this living picture is to share with you some of what I learned through this ministry. One thing I learned is not all people want to share prayer requests with the world, so to speak. Their requests are shared with close friends and or family, but they are not comfortable sharing their hearts with other believers that they don't know personally. Honestly, this made me feel like a failure, and that maybe I had misunderstood God about what he wanted me to do with this ministry. So, the next thing God had to remind me of is that this ministry was not about me, and I needed to get over myself. Once I got my focus in the right place, I became so encouraged, and along the way, either learned or was reminded of so many things. In having conversations with different people over the year that the prayer emails went out, I learned that our church family, including our leadership, is praying, and they are sharing their requests with others, which means that even if we are not praying about the same things, we are praying in little groups, which makes up our big church family. They're praying, just to name a few, they're praying for you, they're praying for me, they're praying for the physical and spiritual needs of our families, and they're praying for our growth in our walk with our Lord. I was reminded, when someone pops into your head during the day, stop and pray for them. You may not know what is going on with them at that moment, but our God certainly does. Send cards to people on occasion to let them know you are praying for them. When someone shares a request with you and you tell them you'll be praying for them, make sure you do that. It will encourage them and you as well. When someone asks you how they can pray for you during the coming week, let them know. They are asking because they care and they want to know. The prayer emails were discontinued, not because I no longer wanted to do them, but because this particular communication was no longer needed. Thankfully, we have many avenues in which to share our prayer requests at Grace Bible Church. I'd like to end this by saying that it doesn't matter how big or small the ministry is. We don't need to worry about the details. God will take care of that. I truly believe that God prompted me to do this ministry, not so much for our church family, but to grow me. I kept coming up with reasons in my mind why I couldn't do this, but in the end, I listened and obeyed his leading. If I hadn't listened, I would have missed out on so much that God had to show me and teach me.